Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is the seventh Sunday of Easter. But with a transference from last Thursday, today is the solemnity of the Ascension of the Lord. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. In the first book, Theophilus, I dealt with all that Jesus did and taught until the day he was taken up, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. He presented himself alive to many by proofs after he had suffered, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of heaven. While speaking with them, he enjoined them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Holy Spirit, about which you have heard me speak. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. When they gathered together, they asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? He answered them, It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has established by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. When he had said this, as they were looking on, he was lifted up, and a cloud took him from their sight. While they were looking intently at the sky, as he was going, suddenly two men dressed in white garments stood beside them. They said, Men of Galilee, why are you standing there looking up at the sky? This Jesus who has been taken up from you into heaven will return in the same way as you have seen him going into heaven. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Today, we are celebrating the solemnity of the Ascension, Christ's ascension into heaven, which is documented here, of course, in the first chapter, the very beginning of the Acts of the Apostles. And throughout Easter, we've been spending our time in the Acts of the Apostles, looking at the way in which God used them, used the apostles to bring about the establishing of the church. And all of this takes place as Jesus gives his final words to them prior to his ascending into heaven. And he tells them to wait in Jerusalem for the promise of the Father. And that, of course, is the coming of the Holy Spirit. And then he gives them instruction. He said, You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, throughout Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And after giving that final bit of inspiration and information, he was lifted up and he ascended into heaven. Interestingly, the two men that were standing there in white garments, obviously they are angels, as they looked at the apostles who were looking up and watching Jesus ascend, they said, Why are you standing there looking at the sky? And in a sense, they were saying, It's time to get to work. He told you what to do. So let's get on about the business of continuing his work here on earth. You're to be his witnesses. And just remember, he's going to come again. He's going to come the same way he left. He's going to come in the clouds. And so that, of course, is something that we declare. All of this, he ascended into heaven as in the creed, and he will come again. And so what we have here is the ascension being the focal point of Jesus releasing the church into the care of the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Trinity, as he ascends into heaven and takes his place at the right hand of the Father. One of the interesting things that we see is that in his ascension, Jesus doesn't spend any time telling them about where he's going. He doesn't describe it to them. He doesn't go into detail about where he's going and what he's doing. His whole focus is on what they are to do. And it's twofold. First, you're to wait. And then you're to witness. First, wait, and then witness. Waiting in Jerusalem is what they did for 10 days. They waited for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, which is something we will celebrate a week from today on that Sunday, the Pentecost Sunday. And then once the Holy Spirit has come upon them, then begins the second part, the witness. They are to take the gospel to the ends of the earth. But the interesting thing is that in getting ready to do all that, a lot of other things are going to have to happen. They're going to have to establish a way to bring people into the church. There's going to be a lot of organization that's going to take place. And that basically is what we see going on in the whole of the Acts of the Apostles. In that book, we see the establishing not only of them as witnesses, but also establishing the church as a structure that can contain the people that are going to be brought in as they are witnesses of Christ's power. So today is a day of anticipation. It's a day of release that the apostles are now technically on their own, but with the power of the Holy Spirit being given to them. And that's the key, that in the ascension, we don't see the apostles looking at Jesus going into the heavens and into heaven and then be left alone. That's why he tells them to wait. He doesn't want them to be alone. They will be accompanied. The Holy Spirit will be with them throughout the entirety of their ministry and has remained a key person in the work of the church as he, the Holy Spirit, continues to give power to the church throughout history. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that's a good thing for us to remember is we too have that same double focus. Wait and then witness. Wait and witness. The waiting is what we do in our personal life in the church. We wait upon the Lord. We wait for his grace that comes to us through the sacraments. We wait for the power of the Holy Spirit, which comes to us as we receive him sacramentally. And then as he empowers us and gives us the grace, we too today also are witnesses. One of the things we have to remember, the word witness means martyr. That's what the original Greek term is, martyr, or martyro, which means witness. But actually, there's different ways to witness as a martyr. The red martyrs and the green martyrs. I think I've talked to you about this before. And the white martyrs. The red martyrs are those who, in their witness to Christ, are given an opportunity to give their lives totally. And they shed their blood. There is a second kind of martyrdom called white martyrdom. We'll talk about that one first. White martyrdom is the martyrdom that belongs to those that are in a means of giving themselves totally to Christ in this world. So that would be people in religious orders, the priesthood, the diaconate, and such as that. Different ways in which men and women are set apart to give their lives totally for Christ. The third way is green martyrs. And the green martyrs are those who, in everyday life, just make their lives that of giving up to God. And that involves all of us in our daily routines, no matter who we are, in the office, at work, in the home, that we use those opportunities to give ourselves completely and totally to Jesus Christ. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.